Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest today has been Don Goldwater. He is the nephew of the late Barry Goldwater, our 1964 Republican presidential nominee. Don Goldwater was also a candidate for the gubernatorial seat in Arizona last year. He is also the head of Legal Arizona Workers, which, again, you can find at www.legalarizonaworkers.com. We have been talking today about this whole issue of illegal immigration as it affects the state of Arizona, which is now, according to Chris Simcox of the Minutemen, ranking first in the nation in crime, having become the home invasion, carjacking, and identity theft capital of the United States. This is, according to Don Goldwater, costing Arizona $2.5 billion a year to deal with this situation as it relates to these illegal alien gangs and the criminal justice system and state prisons, as it relates to schools and health care systems, and just an overall circumstance that is creating an economic drain that obviously is a threat to the legitimate citizens of that state. Don, I know that you will be with us for about 15 minutes and that you then have to go for a period of time. Just wanted to let you know that I'd like to have you back if you can be back by 9:40 Central Time. But on the other hand, if you can't be, I don't want you to break speeding records to try and get back here to the show either. So we've had a great show up to this point, and let's keep you on for 15 minutes. And if you get back, that's great. And if you can't get back, that's fine too. Agreed?
Agreed. Yeah, I've got to grab my kids, throw them in the car, and then once I get in the car, because I got to take them to school this morning.
Well, you're not a very good person. You should be ignoring your kids to be on my radio show.
You know what? I've got two boys, and God has a sense of humor because they act just like I did.
Yes. Well, that's great. And, no, I think this whole issue of taking your kids to school every day is ultimately a more important issue with God and with your family than being on Mark Dancos America. And I just appreciate the fact that we've had you on for this period of time, and we'll have you till around 9:15. And then maybe until from 9:40 onward to 10 a.m. Central Time, if your situation permits. But we'll play that one by ear. In regard then, Don, to Initiative 2, which we were talking about a little bit, the elimination of sanctuary policies in the state of Arizona, this would allow law enforcement, as I'm reading Simcox's release on this, to inquire about the citizenship status of all individuals that law enforcement contacts in the normal course of their duty. How would that play out, practically speaking, in your understanding?
Well, I think it plays out real well. Number one, we have situations where the officers are pulling over people for speeding or other traffic violations. They have no driver's license. They have no proof of insurance. They can't speak English. There's kind of a clue there that something's not quite right. In the past, they've been told to let them go, just to let these people go. What happens at this point in time is now they're able to ask their nationality to try and determine if they're here legally in the United States, and it gives law enforcement the tool to do their job. It takes the handcuffs off law enforcement.
Yes, that's an interesting situation. I also wanted to ask you in regard to these sanctuary policies. I have read in the past, without having the specifics in front of me, that there are some church groups in the United States that in the event that things like Initiative 2, for example, should pass in the state of Arizona, would be urging their individual congregations and clergy to continue harboring people in their congregations and in the homes of congregational members secretly, who in effect would be breaking the secular law of the land. I wanted to ask you about that when we come back. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Don Goldwater for another 10 minutes or so, and then we'll see what happens toward the end of the show. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Don Goldwater. Don, of course, is the nephew of the late Barry Goldwater. He is also a past gubernatorial candidate in Arizona and is presently the head of Legal Arizona Workers, which you can find at www.legalarizonaworkers.com. We've been talking about illegal immigration in Arizona and specifically two initiatives. One entitled Employer Sanctions, the other entitled Elimination of Sanctuary Policies. These two initiatives need 200,000 signatures to get on the ballot in Arizona in 2008. And if those initiatives were to pass, we've been talking to Don Goldwater a little bit about what is in each of these and what it would mean. Don, in regard to sanctuary policies, I have read in recent times about some church organizations in both the Catholic and Protestant traditions that have been urging their people to continue giving sanctuary, secret sanctuary, to people deemed by law to be illegal aliens and to hide these people in their churches and their homes and so forth. Is there much talk about that sort of thing in the state of Arizona, or is that pretty much an underground movement?
I'm sure it's more of an underground movement because we haven't really been hearing about that on top of the surface. And, you know, that's not doing anybody any good. Let's look at it from a different aspect, illegal immigration from a different aspect. The person who's coming into this country illegally is the person without a country. Their native country does not want them. They are not improving their economy so these people can find decent employment back in their country. They're not providing education so these people can better themselves. So they leave that country and they come into the United States, which doesn't want them either. If they want to come in here legally, then we welcome them with open arms. But to come across our borders, break the law, use our services, not pay for them, we can't afford this. And the American public does not want this. So you have a situation where these people are, you know, they're coming across the desert. And let me tell you, and you know it down in Texas, too, because you get some tremendous heat waves and high humidity, whereas we just have tremendous temperatures. Walking across the desert, in some cases 30 to 40 miles, in 120-degree heat, 115-degree heat, by the time they reach the Minutemen, they're very grateful that somebody's found them out there on the border because they're near death at that point in time. So they come into the United States. They get employment. Then they're used and abused. They're given low wages. They have no way to protect themselves under those circumstances. Some people, the women, are being forced into prostitution to pay for their crossing. So kids go into the MS-13 gangs and other gangs that are out there that basically makes the gangs of old, the old Hells Angels and people like that, look like Boy Scouts. The MS-13 is one of the most dangerous gangs. It's nationwide. It's out of El Salvador. It's better equipped in some cases than most of our law enforcement around.
Well, you know, I'm only recently finding out who these people are, and it's as a result of having had one of your Minutemen on the show some weeks ago, and this whole subject of MS-13 or Mara Salvatrucha came up. And again, they are from El Salvador. They are a predominantly Hispanic-based crime organization. They are considered by many law enforcement people, I understand, to now be the most dangerous gang presence in this country with incredible weaponry at their disposal. They're involved in prostitution, supporting the drug trafficking, human slavery, all kinds of things. Don, how many of these MS-13 people are thought to be in Arizona?
Well, I don't have the numbers specifically in Arizona. I know it's in the thousands, but we're talking over hundreds of thousands nationwide.
Yes. And and again, from what I am reading, just in the corporate news media, you look at what's been going on in Los Angeles, and reading the statements of their mayor in regard to all of his concerns about this burgeoning Hispanic African American civil war that's apparently taking place in the streets of L.A. in regard to these ethnically oriented criminal elements. And again, it seems that this MS-13 organization is reaching a dangerous level of strength in this country. And from what I can tell, it's not simply in the American Southwest, but we're now talking about a situation where these folks are all over the country.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we've got to stop this flood of illegal immigration in Arizona, because we are part of the gateway to the rest of the United States. The majority of people that come across into the state of Arizona, into California, and New Mexico and Texas don't stay there. They get shipped off into the Midwest. They get shipped off into the eastern part of the country, the northern part of the country. We are the gateway for the people coming in through the southern borders. The northern borders, that's a whole another story we could sit down and talk about, whereas we have at least a semblance of a three-strand barbed wire fence that's half down or down half the time. The Canadian border, as I've seen and I understand it, is two parallel roads with no barrier of any kind between it. So, you know, this country is not protected. We talk about the war on terrorism. I'm personally glad we're in Iraq, because I'd rather fight that war over there than fight it here. But if we don't protect our borders here, then we're going to be fighting that war here, because it's not just Hispanics that are coming across. It's not just the Cubans that are coming across. We've got people coming in from Indonesia, from China, from Afghanistan, from Pakistan. We have caught terrorists on both sides of the border down here in on the southern border. So the Mexican government has rounded up a couple of cells about 4, 5, or 6 months ago. We've caught people in the United States and in Arizona, according to Senator Kyle, that are known terrorists that are just coming through our borders.
Yes, and the implications of this for a legitimate national security policy are obviously clear. Don, I know that you've got to ride into the sunset now to take your kids to school.
Well, if I could just stop for a second because I wanted to finish a thought I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
You know, when we go back to the immigrant issue, you know, we've talked about, you know, the plight that they're in, and I'm sure a lot of people in your audience goes, well, who cares? And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that statement necessarily. But the point I'm trying to get at is if we continue to give amnesty, and which I'm dead set against it, but let's say tonight at 12 o'clock, the Congress says, okay, dominee, you're all here legally. What do we do with the next person that comes across at 1201? This is the same problem that happened under Reagan's presidency when he granted amnesty to the illegal aliens, gave everybody amnesty, the flow continued to come across. Now all the people from 1984 who came in here illegally, who were granted amnesty, now all the people that are here legally that have citizenship are feeling the effects of the next wave of illegal immigrants and what it's doing to their lifestyle, what it's doing to their family, what it's doing to their health concerns, their schools, et cetera. The illegal immigration is like a broken arm, and in order to fix it, the first thing you got to do is you got to set the bone. If you just give pain medication to the patient, they become addicted to the pain medication, much like we've supposedly become addicted to the cheap labor here in the United States. It doesn't work. It's got to be stopped right now.
Yes. Don, I'd like to thank you for being on the show. I will be mentioning your contact information through the rest of the broadcast and taking some callers. But if we don't get you back later this morning before the end of the show, I just wanted to thank you for taking your time on a day when you've got so many other things going on, including this press conference in Phoenix this afternoon. And I wanted to ask you one favor. If you know of a source or sources that would be credible radio guests in discussing this Ramos-Compien case, I'd appreciate hearing who those people might be because I've been wanting to do a show on that for some time.
Okay, yes, I will get you in touch with some people.
Hey, God bless you, and if I hear from you again this morning, that's fine, and if not, that's fine too. We just are very appreciative of the fact that you were able to be on for this length of time. Take care, Don.
My honor, and thank you to your listeners. You've got a great group out there.
Hey, you take care, Don, and again, I'll be mentioning this contact information throughout the remainder of the broadcast. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.
We will take a couple of callers. Don needed to duck out at 9:15 Central Time, so I did not work in the next couple of callers because he had to make an abbreviated pit stop. He may be back in half an hour or so. We'll wait and see what happens. But that is Don Goldwater of LegalArizonaWorkers.com. And we will be talking, of course, about this illegal immigration issue ongoingly in coming days and weeks and months and examining all of the different angles on it because there are so many different angles on this in terms of our country and society that it's a little bit difficult to know where to begin. Rita in Texas, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, Rita.
Boy, I wish I had a chance to talk to that Mr. Goldwater personally. He sounded like a full-blown Nazi communist to me. I was never so disgusted in listening to his daggum communist Nazi rhetoric, and I really was disgusted when he was admonishing that Marine and accusing the Marine of encouraging anarchy with regards to the solution, and I believe the right solution, if we're having an invasion of individuals in this country when we're supposed to be in a war situation. You know, well, the man's nothing but a communist and a Nazi. What I'm hearing is I'm hearing him trying to criminalize potential employers. The United States Constitution has a right, people have the right to contract. The United States Constitution states no law may be made abrogating the power of contract. That power to contract means, are you there?
Yeah, we're breaking away, Rita. Stay on the line. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
This is Mark Dancost, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been doing a number of things today. In the first hour of the show, we were talking about a couple of interesting articles that relate to the whole issue of the Constitution of this country. Peter Ehrlinder has a piece in the current Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, dated April 2007. And that piece is entitled, Despite Acquittal on Terrorism Charges, No Prospect of Release for Dr. Al-Arian. That's a part of a larger section in the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs entitled The Ordeal of Dr. Sami Al-Arian. His wife, Nayla, was on this show some days ago talking about this situation. Peter Ehrlinder's piece, I think, goes a long way towards summing up all of the issues that are involved in this situation involving Sami Al-Arian. And the danger that his situation presents, not simply to his circumstance and that of his family, but to the circumstances potentially of every American. And I would urge you, if you get a chance, if you happen to be at Borders or Barnes & Noble or the type of establishment that carries these types of political publications, you will find this magazine, The Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. And the piece is in the current April 2007 edition. And also I mentioned on the air, LouRockwell.com today, as opposed to by Dr. Jacob Hornberger of the Future of Freedom Foundation. Dr. Hornberger has been a past guest on this show. And he is the head of an organization that is, of course, going to have up in Fairfax, Virginia, a Future Freedom Foundation symposium on the Constitution and our civil liberties that will go from June 1st through June 4th. And when you look at the lineup that Jacob Hornberger, who is a 1975 graduate of the University of Texas Law School in Austin, it is a very impressive array of speakers who are going to be talking about exactly what has happened in this country just in the last 4 or 5 years. The two USA Patriot Acts, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, as well as a series of other things that have transpired with NSA warrantless surveillance revelations and so forth and so on, that suggests that we've got a real difficult situation. And in the Hornberger article today at LouRockwell.com, I think one of the most frightening things about that piece, which is entitled The Pentagon's Power to Jail Americans Indefinitely, the long and the short of it is that we are being told by a very credible person, Dr. Jacob Hornberger, president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, who is also, again, a University of Texas Law School graduate, one of the finest law schools in America for trial attorneys. My brother is a graduate of that institution, unfortunately on the far left, but he's a good guy. You'd certainly like him as your lawyer. But talking about Hornberger's piece, he emphasizes that a presiding judge, the presiding judge in the Jose Padilla case, has held that the Sixth Amendment's guarantee of a speedy trial does not protect American citizens from being indefinitely incarcerated by the Pentagon. That's a very interesting point of view, because Marsha Cook, who is the presiding judge in the Padilla case, not only denied his motion to dismiss, but she held that when a person, including an American citizen, is held in custody by the Pentagon as an enemy combatant, the time doesn't start running with respect to his right to a speedy trial. It begins running, according to Judge Cook, only when he becomes part of the federal criminal justice system. So between Jacob Hornberger's piece today at LouRockwell.com entitled The Pentagon's Power to Jail Americans Indefinitely and the piece by Dr. Peter Ehrlinder in the current Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, the April 2007 edition, that article entitled Despite Acquittal on Terrorism Charges, No Prospect of Release for Dr. Al-Aryan. I would suggest that in both of these posts, the Hornberger post at Lou Rockwell and the Ehrlinder article for Wormia, that there is a very, very serious issue posed both by Jose Padilla as well as by Dr. Sami Al-Aryan, and that is that what happened to Padilla and Dr. Al-Aryan and what continues to happen to them could well be your fate or mine tomorrow in regard to what is being said in these legal briefs and in regard to certain legal opinions coming from federal judges and certain people in the Justice Department, and that in several cases have emanated straight out of the office of the President of the United States in regard to things that I feel have absolutely no warrant whatsoever in regard to being sustained by the Constitution of this country. And, you know, in regard to what the President said about the Constitution some months ago, it is absolutely factual that he said about the Constitution of the United States that it's nothing more than a GD piece of paper. I'll repeat that again. The President of the United States said that the Constitution of the United States is nothing more than a GD piece of paper. That's very interesting, of course, in terms of Mr. Bush's claim to be a Christian while taking the Lord's name in vain publicly to make his point. Secondarily, constitutionally, it says something about what he believes about your liberties and mine that is absolutely unsustainable. So we need to keep a good watch on all of this in the days ahead, because it does not portend well for your rights or mine in regard to what's happening. And clearly, we have a situation, I think, beyond a shadow of a doubt, whereby if we go to war with Iran, which definitely seems to be on the horizon, that these draconian domestic measures will continue to the detriment of every person in this country and to you and me specifically. Mark Dankoff's America will be back. We'll take some more callers. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been doing a series of things today related to news stories, talking specifically in the first part of the show about Peter Ehrlinger's piece for the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs about the plight of Dr. Sami Al-Aryan. That piece is entitled, Despite Acquittal on Terrorism Charges, No Prospect of Release for Dr. Al-Aryan. We're going to keep an eye on that story. His wife, Nayla, was a guest on this show some days ago, and that's a very, very key story, not simply because of the moral and legal situation that surrounds it, but also because of the fact that, in my view, the Al-Aryan case is a microcosm of what could well happen to you or to me in the days ahead as decent law-abiding American citizens who might be taken exception to by a political regime that has no regard for the Constitution of our country or the legitimacy of responsible dissent from policies that are not in the interest of this country. And I would suggest that one of those policies is continuing to allow Israel to run the foreign policy of the United States and to have Israel utilizing the armed forces of the United States as a surrogate force for Israel in Iraq and elsewhere. And that quite clearly seems to be the case in regard to what's going on with this burgeoning cloud, war cloud on the horizon, where there is much talk that the United States will engage in aerial strikes against Iran and against approximately, according to Cy Hirsch of the New Yorker, 400 different targets in that country, possibly with tactical nuclear weapons, possibly to be followed up on with a conventional invasion. Is that in this country's interest? I don't think it is. Is that sound political or moral policy? In my view, quite clearly not. And yet this is what Israel, it seems to me, and the Jewish neoconservatives are pushing this country into in regard to what would be a most disastrous and ill-fated adventure. And there are a few people that have been speaking out on this and have been speaking out on it very forcefully for quite some period of time. Pat Buchanan has been one. Paul Craig Roberts has been another. Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, a third. Michael Collins Piper, of course, who is an RBN show host and the author of Final Judgment, among many other books, including The High Priest of War. High Priest of War has been saying the same thing. So when you look at all of the different people that have been adding to this composite picture, this is where we are. And quite clearly, whether you're talking about the Irlander piece on Dr. Al-Arian in Wormia, which is the April 2007 edition, which you can buy on the newsstand, or you're looking at Jacob Hornberger's piece today for LouRockwell.com, talking about the Padilla case and the way in which the Pentagon, according to this federal judge, can designate anyone in the country as an unlawful combatant or a military combatant or a terrorist, can simply assign them that definition, and they can be detained indefinitely. What happened to the writ of habeas corpus? This goes back to the Magna Carta of 1215. Habeas corpus is something that, among other things, assures constitutionally that you and I have the right to be charged with something specific when we are detained, and that we have the right to a speedy trial on the basis of those charges, and that we have the right to a legitimate legal defense in a court of law. Folks, that is not what has happened to Dr. Sami Al-Arian. I am convinced of that after reading all of the things that have come forth on this subject. That quite clearly is being denied in the Padilla case as well. And what has happened to those men today could well be your fate or mine tomorrow. It is time that we nip this situation in the bud and that we demand some absolute accountability, it seems to me, on the part of government and media in this country and educational institutions, because this is a growing cancer that has brought us to this certain point in American history. And I think Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross still has the best and most chilling metaphor that I have heard yet on this. When he was on the show the other day, he was speaking about the fact that when it comes to the Jewish lobby and the Jewish lobby's control of this country's domestic and foreign policy, that we are seeing the results of all of that coming home to roost now. We're seeing it in foreign policy as it relates to this burgeoning American military conflict in the Middle East. We're seeing it in terms of the decline of our domestic culture. No one wants to talk about the role of the Jewish lobby in supporting abortion and pornography and in regard to supporting some of the most anti-Christian elements in our society, in the educational and media establishments. But all of the evidence is there, and quite clearly we need to be speaking out on these things now because our liberties are shrinking one by one, day by day, week by week. And I think this burgeoning situation in the Middle East is going to be the final evidence of the truth of what Mark Glenn was saying on this show just a few days ago. Wanted to put in a plug while we're talking on the air before I take another caller, and that deals with Current Issues Television. Dr. Hesham Talawi, of course, has his show now on the Republic Broadcasting Network on Saturday evenings. And based upon what he does with Current Issues Television, I'm sure the RBN production will be just as fine and just as wonderful as Current Issues is. But suffice it to say that tonight is the night, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, when Hesham will be airing live at www.currentissuestv. That's Internet television, folks. You not only get to hear a voice, you get to see pictures. That's at www.currentissues.tv. And Dr. Hesham Talawi is having two guests. In the first hour, Rob Balsamo of Pilots for 9/11 Truth will discuss technical issues raised by pilots and other experts with the National Transportation Safety Board report on the four flights involved in the 9/11 attack. I may well tune in that show myself tonight. That sounds absolutely fascinating. Rob Balsamo of Pilots for 9/11 Truth. He will be the first guest on Dr. Hesham Talawi's TV show tonight online, which you can access at www.currentissues.tv. In the second hour, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Ed Kinane, K-I-N-A-N-E. I hope I'm doing justice to Ed's name here. Ed Kinane of the Voices for Creative Nonviolence has just arrived back home from a trip to Iran with a Christian peace activist delegation. And Dr. Talawi is going to be talking with Ed Kinane in regard to what he saw in Iran and what his experience was, as well as the experience of the other people involved in this Christian peace activist delegation. So keep an eye on that and tune it in tonight if you can possibly do so online at www.currentissues.tv. I know that you won't be disappointed. I was a past guest on Dr. Talawi's show talking about Christian Zionism. You can find that telecast now online and can watch it and listen to it after the fact because Hesham is doing the same thing at currentissues.tv that, of course, we're in the process of reestablishing at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and that is a complete archival system of all of these shows that people who have not had an opportunity to listen to them in the past will be given an opportunity to do so after the fact, which sometimes is the most fun in terms of reviewing something, not simply once, but twice or three times or four times, depending on the subjects and the guest. It's at this point that I think we're well advised that Martin Luther, I think, was speaking the truth when he said that with a good book, you couldn't read it simply once. A second and a third and a fourth and a tenth and a 15th reading might well be in order to have, over time, an assimilation of the wonderful data that a good book presents. I think in some rare cases, a few of these radio shows and TV shows and guests afford us the same opportunity, and that may well be the case tonight with Dr. Hesham Talawi's currentissues.tv, which I plan on accessing this evening, and I hope you do as well. We have a special guest coming on this show tomorrow. I've mentioned it before in the last hour or two. Dr. Stephen Snigosky of The Last Ditch will be on the show. Dr. Snigosky has a PhD from the University of Maryland. He is a Middle Eastern expert and a political scientist. He has done a lot of writing about the central role of the Israeli lobby in being the driving force behind American foreign policy in the Middle East, and specifically behind the committing of American military force to the Middle East. You can find The Last Ditch most easily by doing a Google search on it or by going to my website at markdankoff.com and clicking on the links page and then clicking on The Last Ditch. They have a very lengthy URL, which is why I don't read it over the air. So the best way to find Dr. Stephen Snigosky and The Last Ditch is by just doing a Google search on it or going to my website and the links page, and you will see a very prominent logo there on the links page for The Last Ditch. Click on that and enjoy all of the articles. There are some fascinating things there, not simply by Dr. Stephen Snigosky, but by many other people who contribute to The Last Ditch. And they also have a very, very fine series of links to a variety of libertarian and paleoconservative websites that don't always agree with one another, but within those political spectrums offer us a great deal that's informative, that's interesting, that's controversial, and that gives us, again, a wealth of information to use when we surf the net. The Last Ditch is one of the places that you should file away, I think, in your favorites listings, because the things that they post are things that comprise issues and subjects and so forth that are absolutely timeless in terms of their importance to you and to me. I'm trying to look at my caller board. Bill in Alaska, you still there, Bill?
I certainly am. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. I'd like to make a statement and then take your comments off the air, if you don't mind.
Sure, sure.
I was paid with particular interest the conversation that took place with that Marine that called in, and that's what prompted my call now.
Yes.
I'd like to say that that I believe that the administration of this country, the criminal administration of this country right now, has effectively gutted the Constitution, has perpetrated illegal treaties with other countries, has invaded other countries, has killed millions of people overseas and thousands of people in this country. It is my opinion, sir,
yes,
that the Marine that called in was spot on, absolutely spot on, and I think that your guest on there was a disgrace to the memory of his uncle, whom I consider to be a true patriot. It is my opinion, sir, that the time has come. We did not become a free country by talking the English into giving us our freedom. I believe that as a citizen of the United States of America, that we have not only the right but the responsibility to defend this country from all of our enemies, enemies of the Constitution, both foreign and domestic. I believe that it is our responsibility to take that direct action up to and including the use of deadly force. And I don't think if anyone is not willing to go to that extreme that they're going to be able to keep this a free country, because we've got criminals in charge that don't even go by their own laws, which they've gutted. We have no more choice. We can't talk this problem to death. I think that it's time for the American people to wake up and smell the roses. Now, as a final statement, I'd like to make a suggestion to you, and I enjoy your show, I really do. I probably disagree with you on a great majority of issues.
Hey, that's fine.
But I'd like to make a suggestion to you, sir, in order to improve the show.
Sure.
Rather than spending a lot of time listening to the sound of your own voice, I think that you probably ought to spend more time with callers, because I think you might just learn something. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Well, you know, this whole issue that you raised, Bill, and that Rita talked about as well, is a most fascinating one. I don't think it's necessarily as easy as it has been portrayed here this morning to know precisely when we have moved from the realm of civil activity within the existing political realm toward the goal of constructive political change, and when the time for that has run out, and when we find ourselves dealing with other circumstances that may truly involve the utilization of armed force and militias and things of this sort. I do not believe that Don Goldwater is a communist or a Nazi. The question of whether or not he is right on the stage that we are in American history is left to be determined. And I would say that it is not necessarily an act of cowardice for those who, in fact, feel that we have been losing this battle. I know Rita feels that way. I assume you feel that way, Bill, and I feel that way as well, that we have been losing in this country constitutionally, morally, and culturally, and politically for a very, very long period of time. I don't think there's any doubt of that. And yet when we talk about the kinds of things that become necessary in taking our country back again, have we reached the point to where the utilization of the printed word and the utilization of the spoken word and the utilization of our Constitution and the utilization of the whole business, the utilization of the whole business of responsible political activism at the ballot box has ceased to have any utility? Have we reached that point yet? I think this is where people of goodwill can and will disagree. I think the trend is clear. What is debatable is whether or not we have absolutely crossed that line yet in regard to the whole issue that was talked about by John, who called from Florida, and that has subsequently been reaffirmed by Rita and by Bill from Alaska. This is a complicated subject, and I think it's the same sort of situation up to a point that Dietrich Bonhoeffer faced in the National Socialist regime in Germany during the Second World War. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, of course, was a German Lutheran pastor. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was at one level a German citizen. He was at another level someone who was pledged to uphold the confessions of his church. And in the German context, that was particularly complicated, obviously, because the German Lutheran Church in Germany was one of two state churches in that country. We don't have a state church in the United States. But in Bonhoeffer's situation, as a Christian, he faced this dilemma. To what extent, I mean, I think he clearly knew that he could not compromise with the Nazis in regard to signing away what he believed theologically. I think the Barman Declaration is quite clearly evidence of that in regard to what he and a series of other theologians penned in, I think, the year 1934. So there was outspoken opposition on his part and on the part of some of these other signers of the Barman Declaration to what Hitler's regime was doing in regard to the culture of Germany and in regard to academic freedom of expression in that country. It took Bonhoeffer some further period of time, however, before he reached the point to where he concluded that there was no alternative to armed resistance. And, of course, he participated in a plot against Hitler in 1944 that ultimately failed and ultimately cost him his own life. But what I am suggesting is that that is a difficult bridge to cross for every thinking person. Not all of us arrive at that bridge at the same time or believe that we are yet at that same point. I don't think that necessarily impugns the honor of good people who can and will disagree on that subject. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Huh. We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm informed by my technician that Don Goldwater is back, that he has just a couple of more minutes to spend with us. Don, I had several callers that took a great issue with your comments directed toward John of Florida. That does represent what seems to be a much wider issue going on in certain circles in the American right, doesn't it? How far we go with presently established procedures, political procedures in this country, before we conclude that all is lost and we have to result, in the words of several of these callers, to other means. What's your final take on that this morning, Don?
Well, my final take on that, number one, if you want to know what Barry Goldwater thought, then I would suggest you read Conscience of a Conservative, because that outlays his beliefs totally, and his belief was in the Constitution of the United States. On the other side of the coin, too, is I understand a lot of your listeners' frustrations out there. The politicians are not listening to people. They're breaking their own rules. This issue on amnesty flies in the face of the Constitution of the United States. I understand that, and I hope it doesn't come to that. Point being is, you know, people talk about freedom isn't free. That doesn't just necessarily equate to bloodshed. People who have abandoned their parties because their parties have abandoned them have left those up to the rest of us to try and bring it back to the part it was in. People who are usually in that nature, if they vote, if they are registered to vote, they will usually vote for someone who is in the institutional party that may garner one-tenth or one-half or 3% of the vote, and those votes take away from people that can win. And I understand that politics is probably one of the most distasteful things that anybody can be involved in, but when you leave your respective parties, all you do is dilute the power that you have. We need the constitutionalists back in the Republican Party. They need to come back in as precinct committeemen to take over the grassroots of the party like we've done in Arizona. We need the independence to go back into their respective parties. They need to take the political system back. If they don't do this, and we continue down the road that we're going, then probably at some point in time, we may be seeing these people out on the streets trying to take their country back in a fashion that I hope we don't have to go to.
Yes, and so maybe the difference of opinion here is over whether or not we have yet reached that point, and whether or not that crisis point can be avoided. Would you see that as the essential difference in the perspective?
I think that's a huge part of my perspective there, is I'm not willing to give up the gun, if you pardon the expression. I'm not willing to give up the ghost just yet. You know, I think there's still time. I think that we need everybody out there to realize that they can't rely on their neighbor to go vote in their stead anymore. We can't have political campaigns where in the primary 7% of the people turn out. Everybody has got to get involved. It's their country. They own it. They're responsible.
Don, thank you very much. We're signing off today. Mark Dankos, America, live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been talking to Don Goldwater of LegalArizonaWorkers.com. Tomorrow, my guest will be Dr. Stephen Snigoski of The Last Ditch, who will be talking about the central role of Israel in driving American military and foreign policy in the Middle East. See you tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.